We certainly know from international research out there that 70 to 80% of people who do use tobacco would actually much prefer to be quit, and that 50% of people who use tobacco actually make a quit attempt every year. So we know that the majority of people who do smoke would much prefer not to. So what we do know also from the evidence is that if you use treatment, appropriate treatment, and also a support service such as our own, then you're giving yourself at least four times more likely the chance of quitting. And currently our stats would actually show that you're giving yourself a 10 times greater chance of quitting as a result of the programme that we would run here in Donegal.
Have lessons been learned from the previous hospitals this has been implemented in that will make this particular transition easier and more straightforward?
We would hope so. I suppose it's like any new policy coming in, there's always lessons that can be learned. And I suppose one of the things that we've certainly tried to work with in relation to primary care and also the community hospitals is getting the staff engaged from the very early days. So certainly from my own point of view, our service would have engaged quite early with the community hospitals. In fact, we would have engaged with them about 3 years ago with a view to, I suppose, raising the issue with them and also getting them to have a better understanding as to why this is happening, and also to support them in the implementation of this. And in doing so, we would have offered over the last number of years brief intervention training for healthcare staff who work in any of those establishments, just so that they are more comfortable with the idea of how best to raise the issue of tobacco with their clients, and then based on their client's response, how best to go with that then.